You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our friends at the Bureau of Labor Statistics shared with us the Producer Price Index this morning. Prices at the wholesale level, what suppliers charge retailers, up 0.7% in January, more than anybody'd been guessing, and the biggest monthly jump since June. The year-on-year PPI is 6%, again, bigger than expectations. Now, what can that tell us? Marketplace's Lily Jamali spent her day digging into that.
Today's PPI figures come just 2 days after the CPI, reflecting consumer prices, came out. Different day, different data, all pointing to a reversal in inflation or disinflation. But there's a catch, says Tim Leary, senior portfolio manager at RBC Blue Bay.
We don't appear to be disinflating as quickly as some hoped.
Inflation is sticking around. Energy prices up 5% were the biggest driver in the rise of prices for goods. On the other hand, food prices for suppliers dropped 1% month over month, which Leary sees as a bright spot.
Over the last 12 months, food was one of the largest sources of inflation for Americans.
This brings us to why PPI matters, and not just to policymakers. Economist Leah Brooks of George Washington University explains.
You should care as a consumer about PPI because it's a hint about what's going to happen to your consumer prices in the future.
Brooks says PPI is an important window into what's happening in supply chains.
Like, I can now reliably get toilet paper at my Costco.
But she can't reliably get her preferred brand of tomato paste. Swings in producer prices are often traceable to supply chain disruptions. If PPI stays elevated, that hits revenues and profit margins, says Joe Brasuelis, chief economist at RSM.
And that's how you get to a point where unemployment increases. And at the end of the day, jobs are what we care about.
He says big picture, the latest PPI report shows policymakers are a long way off from declaring victory on inflation. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
As the possibility of a recession in this economy continues to be in the wind, witness all the companies talking about economic uncertainty as they announce layoffs, DocuSign today being the latest, cutting about 10% of its workforce. There is the flip side of that coin that is not getting anywhere near the same coverage. There is plenty of hiring news happening, too. Fidelity, for instance, the big asset manager, says it's going to hire 4,000 people the first half of this year. So the assignment for Marketplace's Kristen Schwab today? Square all those different takes we're hearing about the American labor market.
There's so much hiring happening in the hospitality industry right now that Marty Terabar at recruitment agency Gecko Hospitality says new restaurants are sitting empty, waiting to open, and hotels are limiting how many rooms they book.
When I asked their manager what's going on, he said, listen, we don't have the staff to do it, so we'd rather just do it right in a smaller footprint.
He says most employers have increased salaries and benefits, but there just aren't enough qualified candidates to go around. A lot of hospitality workers who were laid off during the pandemic found new jobs in retail and warehouses.
They're working less hours, making the same pay in their home with their families, not working till 2 o'clock in the morning in the kitchen. And they are scratching their head and say, well, why would I go back?
Leisure and hospitality was the leading sector for jobs growth last month, and employment in those industries is still below what it was pre-pandemic. Meanwhile, the overall unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in more than 50 years. Elise Gould is an economist at the Economic Policy Institute.
So the picture right now is actually still pretty rosy, so you're not seeing that kind of slowdown in a lot of the top-line jobs numbers.
So why is there so much economic anxiety in the air? The truth is, hiring and firing happens all the time. But as the Fed raises interest rates, we're all a little sensitive to layoff announcements coming from big companies.
I think that weighs on people, and people may think that their job is less secure than it actually is.
Most of the layoffs making headlines are in tech, which is its own special case study. Nick Bunker, an economist at the job site Indeed, which is a Marketplace sponsor, says the industry overhired during the pandemic.
One way to interpret what's going on right now is less them sort of, you know, having to like slash everything to the bone. It's more that they are just retreating from the really optimistic outlook they had.
He says postings for tech jobs have declined 40%, but they're still higher than they were pre-pandemic. It could be a sign that many of those laid off workers are finding new jobs relatively fast. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.